Hello, this is Dr. Kripalu, Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and I am talking about tolerance. So the word tolerance has different meanings to different people. So I am talking tolerance in the real sense, in which is beneficial to us. So this is very important to understand what tolerance actually means. Now, a lot of times we think being tolerant is just keeping quiet. And that's not what tolerance is about. When you're quiet, for example, at work, there is your boss or your superior who is always abusing you verbally or putting you down and not appreciative and etc. We as a subordinate, you know, under them, could just keep quiet, not show our anger, not show our disagreement, not show our differences, and just keep quiet. That's okay, but if we are angry inside, frustrated inside, not very appreciative, and that kind of energy builds up, and suppressing all these emotions is not tolerance, because it's going to come up one day and then blow up, and that doesn't help, or that is not tolerance. The actual tolerance comes when you are accepting of the other person's choices of words, actions, their personality, the differences, etc. And this comes from our own internal development. And that is why the first thing is to go into meditation and let go of our own insecurities in this. And come to a place of finding this compassion and love for the person genuinely, and accept them for their faults, so-called faults, or the choices that they've made in terms of their speech or their actions, and actually be okay with it. Now, that doesn't mean, on the contrary, tolerating unacceptable behavior. For example, if there is a situation where a husband and wife, the husband is abusive towards the wife, and that person cannot or should not compromise and live with that person saying, oh, that's the way he is, because this is injustice as far as the person's behavior towards them, because this is now compromising on your own principle and compromising dignity for oneself or self-respect. So at that point, one has to make a choice about what is under the control of that person, and to make choices of not having to live in those circumstances, and make a choice one way or the other. Of course, a lot of times that comes with dependency on different levels, and etc. But one needs to come out of that dependency and make the choice. So this is important for us to understand a different level of tolerance. It has to always go in tandem with our true nature. And if that is compromised, then one has to take action of how to come out of the situation. Still not having a grudge against this person, but accepting them for what they are, but not having to live under those circumstances and come out of it. And in that, maybe a little of forgiveness comes into the picture, and letting go of the possible emotions created, to live more comfortably as we go along. And that tolerance is needed for all of us, because it's decreasing, as you see, more and more in the world, because we have developed these ideals and we are not willing to give in to or give away this control of having these ideals. And so we're becoming more and more intolerant on many levels. So it's differentiating between where we become the victim when it's a weakness versus when it's empowering for us to accept people for what they are, but still function in a system which is going to benefit ourselves as well as others. So this is just a small snippet of what tolerance could mean. We could expound on it, but this is just a short description of it.